A new online database tracks evictions across Oklahoma County, and the Sooners stay undefeated and advance in the Men's College World Series. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, June 15th. I'm Nick Daniels. A new online database gives Oklahomans a closer look at eviction trends in the state's largest county. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the data shows a relatively small number of properties account for a large share of eviction filings.
More than 40% of Oklahoma County's eviction filings come from the same 100 properties. The data is now available through a public platform created by Mental Health Association Oklahoma and Princeton University's Eviction Lab. Amy Cauldron with Mental Health Association says the tool also helps show how quickly families can be pushed into housing instability.
For a family that's facing an uncertain financial setback, if there was, an unexpected medical need, job loss, any type of unexpected financial setback, they can then be pushed into what is a crisis very, very quickly.
The county's eviction filing rate is about 12%, more than double the rate in cities including New York, Philadelphia, and Austin, Texas. Advocates say making eviction data easier to access could help inform policy reform. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A roadway is being renamed to reflect Choctaw Nation's continued investment in the city of Durant. Sarah Lisi reports this comes after the tribal nation purchased the former Big Lots Distribution Center, once rumored to be a potential Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center.
Choctaw Way is replacing Big Lots Boulevard, according to City of Durant and the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma officials. Their announcement follows a flurry of actions taken by both the tribe and city earlier this year to prevent ICE from turning the former Big Lots Distribution Center in the area into a detention center. Now, the Choctaw Nation owns the building and adjacent land, and city and tribal officials say the new signage will reflect their investment. The roadway's new name pays tribute to the nation and their presence in southeast Oklahoma, as Choctaw means Choctaw people. Choctaw leaders are still assessing plans for the facility, and no date for the signage installation has been publicly shared. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Two nonprofits are kicking off a virtual educational series on caregiving in Oklahoma this week. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the offering.
The Caregiving at Work series is being launched by women's leadership group United We and AARP. It's seeking to bring employers, community leaders, and caregivers together to offer education on policies and resources that could benefit Oklahoma caregivers. Joy McGill is the advocacy director of AARP Oklahoma. She says a major focus will be on how to access Oklahoma's caregiver tax credit, which provides unpaid family caregivers with support for out-of-pocket expenses such as medical equipment and respite care.
This benefit can help people stay in their careers.
Oklahoma's forum will also feature perspectives from caregivers and complimentary resources for employers. The conversation will start at 9 a.m. on June 17th. Oklahomans can register for free on United We's website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Oklahoma Sooners baseball team remains undefeated in the Men's College World Series following a 9-0 shutout of Alabama on Saturday. Their next opponent will be the Georgia Bulldogs, who advanced to the winner's bracket after their 7-1 win over Texas. That game takes place tonight at 7 o'clock and can be seen on ESPN. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.